Oh, hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or wherever in the world you are. Maybe you're under the cars peeking. I am so thrilled today because today is Be Grateful Day. And not only are we being grateful, we have B, whose email address is Be Grateful. Welcome to the show, B.
Thank you, thank you. Happy to be here.
So, B, I think this is so amazing because you have 80,000 reasons to be grateful. And the most recent is you had a huge birthday. Or maybe it's a little one, but it was massively beautiful.
No, it was a big one. It wasn't little at all. And I have more than 80,000 reasons to be grateful. Many, many more.
So, B, tell us, you turned 80.
I turned 80 on 20 November 2020. And that day, we also published a little booklet that I've been working on for about 20 years. And thanks to Franz at Prisma, who also was very interested in this theme, which we call the Sunlit Path, which is from the Vedas, which Mother and Sri Aurobindo also picked up and encouraged everyone to follow and integrated it into the integral yoga, which most people don't really get it. Yeah. And that's so interesting. And we were trying to help people get it and publish what they said about it and what other people said about it. And we finally, after 2 years of research, we put it together and it came out on my birthday. And I had 80 copies with me to distribute to the 80 people who came with 80 pieces of cake. So there were a lot of 80s on that day. And we did this in the Ancestor Circle at Sacred Groves, which is a Vastu site where the energy is incredible. And we have trees there already maturing from famous people like June Mayer and many, many people like that. Not everybody knows, but and I don't know all the people who are planted there either, but the trees are doing well because we started to care for the place. There was it was a little exposed to the village drinkers and the cows and the goats, so we've taken some measures now and really to make this spot an energy point for anyone in Oroville to go and feel that, because we have to connect to those ancestors. This came from the Vastu people who came there. They felt it. They said the Tamil culture, but also all the European and Asian cultures need to be connected. And this point is a portal for that. And there's a huge granite stone that Jana, the German Jana town planner architect, she was able to do a lot of work there, and she got that stone. It's a huge slab of granite. Of course, granite is 2 billion years old, and this stone is right on the energy point, and you can sit around it on other granite stones that are polished. So it's a beautiful spot.
Beautiful. So I just want to go back a little bit because not all of our radio listeners and our audio viewers, that's a new one, right? Our audio viewers know everything that you're talking about. Right. So when you're speaking about the sunlit path, can you just give us a small example? By the way, that was my first book that I read 8 years ago, was when I first arrived in Oroville.
But that was the wrong book to read because that book called The Sunlit Path, many people know that book and they think that they're reading about the sunlit path. Well, they are indirectly, because that book was put together in the ashram. It's a compilation of very nice quotations, but it unfortunately does not mention one word about the sunlit path itself.
Yeah.
So that it was, you know, they used that title. It's a catchy metaphor, and but they didn't tell people what the mother said. The mother said she had a spiritual ambition to present the sunlit path to everyone, but nobody wants it.
So
we try now to let people know about it. I heard about it before I came to Oroville. And I read it in Morwenna Donnelly's book. She wrote a book on Sri Aurobindo and the life divine. She was a professor at Cambridge. And I read it, and she emphasized the sunlit path. So when I got to Oroville, I thought, well, everybody knows the sunlit path, and they're working from that insight.
So can you share with us one or two of those insights so that everyone has an understanding? Because we'll have a link where they can go somewhere.
Well, they can go and get the book. I mean, They can get the book on.
Your book.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that book is called The Way of the Sunlit Path.
Right.
We didn't want to borrow the title from the ashram. So The Way of the Sunlit Path, it's available at Prisma Press. They have them there. And it's only 180 rupees. So it's
and
a fantastic deal.
And many of our viewers
deal.
Are from outside Oroville.
Yes.
So we'll have to figure out with Oroville.com
or
whatever.
Yeah, they can
do
that. Sure, sure.
But I still want you to tell us one little thing about the book. Just a little incident or something that's in there that we can connect to.
Well, there's a lot of things in the book. See, that's the difficulty. There is, of course, the core texts from Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, but also some very interesting things we found from Kirit Joshi, who was a great mentor of Oroville. Mm. And also, there are some poetry in there from a contemporary poet, Rosemary Marin, who lives in the U.S., who lived in Oroville. Mm-hmm. She wrote some beautiful poems. Narad, who many of the Orovillians know, who was involved with the gardens. He wrote also a beautiful poem. So that's all in there. And we even have in there, we put in a article from Alan Grancola, because he contested, he said the mother gave up on the sunlit path at the end of her life because she had too much pain.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote to us, and we put his article in there to show people how the sunlit path is misunderstood. And many people would maybe be influenced by what he said, but he is missing the point. So the sunlit path has actually come into the modern New Age culture as sometimes called the secret or the law of attraction.
Right.
So but they usually are not using it from the spiritual perspective, but from more the material, how you can generate money and wealth and prosperity in your life. They usually take that angle. But actually what we want to generate in our life, of course, is our spiritual connection to the divine. We want to do the yoga, the integral yoga. And this is a key for that. And they said that. And Sat Prem said it. Many people, you know, Sat Prem is sometimes controversial. But he said, in his book On the Way to Supermanhood, that the sunlit path may be the greatest contribution made by Sri Aurobindo to human evolution. So these are not small statements. And I think everybody who is interested in yoga and the dimensions of integral yoga should really have a proper understanding of that. So I am very grateful for that I was lucky enough to start out that way. And then through the years, I just noticed when somebody was talking about it and tried to collect all the data, and Franz also. It was like an accident. Well, there are no accidents. But anyway, he and I were talking one day, and he told me about his ambition for the sunlit path. He wanted to publish something, and I said, we'll do it. And it took us 2 years, but we did it.
That's fantastic. So there is a lot to be grateful for. And we're going to continue this conversation in the next episode because we've just run out of a little bit of time here.
Okay, fine. But we can go on forever.
I know. And one of the things that you spoke about, we usually laugh our way out.
Okay.
And the reason we laugh our way out, and we laugh today, let's laugh for our ancestors.
Yeah.
And when we laugh, it shifts. It transforms ourselves. And that's part of the yoga, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It transforms our brain. It transforms ourselves.
Yeah.
It goes from our heart for all, everywhere, throughout, right?
Right. I love that quote from the Mother where she says, that's why we can laugh, because we think we're, building this city or building the Mater Mandir. She gave that wonderful quote, but it's not that way. We're being used to do these things. So,
absolutely.
Of course, okay, because if it was up to us, we would really mess it up.
So let's laugh our way out with that intention of healing ourselves, shifting our cells, our energy, rewiring our brain, and sharing that with the universe, right?
So, absolutely, yes.
Take it away, Stefano.
Thank you.
And Stefano's going to put the music on right away.
We laugh our way. Know. That's the bliss. See, that's a Satchitananda, they call it.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.